The following broadcast by the Kingdom Voice, Dr. Dana Carson, is made possible through DCKM Partners. Dr. Carson teaches the power of the kingdom in its original Jewish context that will revolutionize and transform your life through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Check out our website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world.
Coming up today, Dr. Dana Carson teaches us how to gain what God has for us through mental toughness or a mind to win.
He saw the man in Iconium in Acts 14. He perceived that the man had faith to heal, and he told the man, "Stand up." And the man had no problem standing up because the man, while he was listening to Paul, already saw himself being healed. See, that's the problem. You're trying to achieve it. You're trying to believe it. But you got to already see it. You got to see it in your mind. You got to say, when the man of God pray for me, I'll be delivered. When I hear the word of God today, things are going to transform my life. When I step into the church, I'll never be the same again. You've got to see it. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to see it in your mind.
Satan is never going to let you obtain what God has for you without a fight. What God has for you exists in the physical realm, over which Satan has a stronghold. Listen now as Dr. Dana Carson teaches A Mind to Win, coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5.
DCKM, Dana Carson, Kingdom Ministries.
Thus, when you are conscious of your thoughts, you understand your energy patterns based upon what you've been thinking, which is also directing your actions and your outcomes. So your mood and how you feel is a result of how you've been thinking. You're feeling down. You wake up in the morning. You don't know what's wrong. It's the result of how you were thinking. It's your pattern of thinking that have created that dynamic of energy that has directed an outcome. You want to feel different? Think different. You get what you think, and you tend to have what you imagine. Now, I'm going to say that again. You get what you think, and you tend to have what you imagine. I'm going to say it again. You get what you think, you tend to have what you imagine. The mental pictures you have of oh, man, this could happen. Oh, don't want to think that. But you think it anyway. In order to have positive outcomes in your life, you must think positive thoughts. You must change the way you use your mind or let your mind be used. This Dadaism, this nihilistic way of thinking, this pessimism, every time something comes up, you think the worst of it. It's got to be an angle. It's got to be a trick. Somebody trying to get over me. Somebody ain't going to try to get over. Listen, they always trying to get over. So when you think that way, it creates this kind of personality of energy that is not going to allow you to walk into optimistic situations because you're too much of a pessimist in thought. Nothing good ever happens to me, and it never will. No one likes me, and they never will. It seems like I never fit in, and you never won't. As humans, we're creatures of habit. Now, We know that. We do the same things. We like repetition. We're creatures of habit. And unfortunately, we condition our minds for patterns of thinking, whether it be positive or negative, which impacts your energy levels or our energy levels and creates a propensity towards your mental image or picture. So if you think negative, you've trained your mind to be negative. It's just going to be negative. I don't like being around a bunch of negative people, because you be around negative people, they make you negative. And then especially if you ask negative people what they think, oh God, I think negative. And so if you stay around negative thinking people, sharing their negative thoughts for you for about 21 days, negative, next thing you know, you're a negative thinker, because you're a creature of habit. We must make sure that we think empowering thoughts that produce positive emotions that dominate or influence our mind. Why do I want to think things that's going to bring me down? You may say, yeah, why? So then why do you do it? Why do you go into that? I wish you would. Ain't nobody said nothing to you. You thought yourself into a defensive posture and you're ready to fight a fight that's in your mind. And unfortunately, many of us live our lives that way. So, in order to change your external outcomes, you must change your internal positioning. You must think differently. If you want a different life than the life you have right now, you got to think different. Because the life that you have now is a product, by and large, of your thinking. No man is trapped in a situation. No man or woman, I'll say it in a generic sense, is trapped in any situation. Why? Because you have free will. And with free will, that means even if your circumstances are disgusting, you have the ability to think through and out. You're never trapped unless you're trapped in your mind. You don't like where you are? Think out of it. You don't like what's going on? Think out of it. Why succumb to it? Why let it bring you down in negativity? Think out of it. You're not trapped. You have free will. Now, the problem is that in order to change your external outcomes, you got to change your internal positioning. And lasting change only happens through transformed minds that think different perpetually. Change thoughts and belief. You can't just one time say the devil is a liar. The devil got to be a liar every day, all day. Not just this one time. The devil is a liar. And then you go back believing his lies. Now, devil, you a good devil now. All that negativity. Yeah, I like you now, devil. Oh, the devil is a liar. You a good devil now, devil. So whenever it's something that's too extreme for you that threatens your personal something, he's a liar. But the negative things that he says about everything and everybody else, he's the truth. It's a rough ride. That's a rough ride. We must train our conscious mind to think thoughts of success, happiness, health, and prosperity. Now, I want you to listen. Why do you want to think the worst about life and your potential? When you think You want your thought life not to be talking about I'm keeping it real. What is real? Keeping it real. What is real? Is real what you're going through? Or is real what God wants you to have? What is real? Thus, you have to think thoughts of success, happiness, health, prosperity. Many of you run around all day and all week thinking negative thoughts and then come to church on Sunday asking God to deliver me from what I'm going through. And what you're going through is in your mind. We must discipline ourselves to weed out negativity such as fear and worry. That is the devil's language. Fear and worry. The Bible says, perfect love cast out, not some fear, what? All fear. God says, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and what? Sound mind. Grab your mind. Say, my mind is sound in Jesus' name. See, this is what you don't understand. You make what's going on in your mind a reality in your life because you think it up. Worry and fear is the devil's conversation. You're fearful somebody's going to take advantage of you. You fear somebody's going to be try to take control over you. You fear vulnerability. Or you worry. The Lord says, perfect love casts out all fear. And he says, do not what? Do not worry. So that means any worry session you have is demonic. Any session where you're worrying is demonic. And there's a difference between worrying and strategizing. There's a difference. There is nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I know you know how to give me a way out of this. Give it to me. But worriers don't know the difference between strategizing and worrying. And if you strategize in the midst of a warrior, they're going to be like, don't worry, don't worry. Baby. I ain't worried. I'm trying to strategize, but would you move? I don't worry. That's the way you handle it. So when I get quiet, I'm not worrying. I'm asking God, how do you get out of this? Listen, because there is a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof is destruction. So, Lord, right now I don't like this, so I'm going to trust the Lord with all of my heart, and I'm going to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I'm going to acknowledge you.
Stay tuned for more from the Kingdom Voice. We'll be right back after this. What do you do when God has promised you something that you don't have yet? And to make matters worse, what he promised you currently belongs to someone else. Do you fight for it, or do you sit back and wait to see what's going to happen? In this powerful new book, Kingdom Possession and Takeover, Dr. Dana Carson will teach you how to receive the promise of God for your life. You will learn how to mentally handle obstacles that come against you and how to aggressively push through fear and failure in order to obtain God's promise for your life. Order your copy today of this life-changing book and let God help you to operate in kingdom possession. Order your copy today at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org. Now, back to this life-changing message from the Kingdom Voice.
Thus, we have a hopeful future because God thinks positive about us. Thus, I must think positive about him and his plans for me. Now, if God thinks positive about us and his plans for us, why can't I think positive enough about him to say that no matter what I'm going through, he can handle it? Why can't I think that way? Why I got to think like this? What if God don't come through? What if God leave me out there? So God, the eternal, sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent one thinks positive about you, and you with your finite fallen nature self thinks bad about him. Something ain't right about that picture. Look to your neighbor, sounds, tell him, it sounds demonic to me. Thus I must have a mind to win. So let's drill down a little more about mind and thoughts. We know that we generate what we concentrate on. So we generate what we concentrate on. What you thinking about? Well, you know, I'm thinking about something ain't right about them. Well, ain't going to be nothing ever right about them. Because that's going to be your reality. Because that's your thought. Thus, we must discipline our thoughts because they are the foundation of our beliefs. Thus, our mind is key, both the conscious and the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is our intentional and immediate thoughts that occupy our mind. It's the thing that we're thinking about right now and we're aware of. But our subconscious mind is like a second hidden mind that interprets and acts upon the predominant thoughts that reside in our conscious mind. Thus, it is our interpreter, the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind interprets for us. It's our job, it's the job of the subconscious to attract circumstances and situations that matches the images present in the conscious mind. Thus, mentally, whatever you think about in your conscious mind, your subconscious goes to get the data to make it happen or to justify. Or in essence, you reap what you sow. Oh, you got to get this, you got to get this, you got to get this. Your conscious mind, your habitual thoughts and beliefs, those are the things that you consciously thinking of, right? So now, these are the seeds that are constantly being sown on the fertile soil of the subconscious mind. So whatever I consciously think about, subconsciously, my subconscious mind goes and gets all the data it possibly can to prove it right. Your mind is not designed to fight you. That's what a nervous breakdown is. Your mind is designed to substantiate you. So your mind's saying, that's a lying wench. Your subconscious say, find everything that you can on that wench. Find everything. Look how that wench walked. You remember that day that wench didn't talk? Remember that day 3 years ago that wench didn't speak to you? The subconscious mind goes and finds everything it can to justify the conscious mind. You don't ever have to worry about it. Whatever you want to think and feel about someone, you're going to feel it and think it. And there's nobody that's going to be able to change that for you. Because you done got a witness with your subconscious mind. See, just as corn kernels produce corn and wheat seeds produce wheats, the content of your thoughts will have an effect on your life. You don't understand how you wake up and you this way. You didn't just get this way overnight. This was the result of undisciplined thoughts. You will reap what you sow. It's a mental law. You think this, you will get the results of what you think. Well, there's something about her. There's always, it's going to always come out. I knew it. I told you. I told you. I told you. I knew it from the beginning. It was something about her. See, but that's because you don't understand the law of the mind. There's no way in the world your mind gonna say, Oh, it ain't nothing about him. Even when some good stuff come up, y'all all buy that. Y'all all buy that if you want to. Because you don't understand, I'm a negative thinker. And that person has made my negative list. Your conscious mind is like the gardener that is responsible for tending the soil and is responsible for what reaches the inner soil, your subconscious mind. That means you have to be responsible for what you engage in, because whatever you engage in is now seed sown on the fertile ground of your subconscious mind. And now your subconscious mind is gathering data. It's causing you to behave in such a way to bring to pass what you wanted. So for instance, you tell, I think I'm going to get fired. They trying to fire me. I'm going to start keeping all my notes and all that. I'm going to be careful who I talk to. Because you don't know who they sending to spy on you. And so now what happens is your subconscious mind is building that fort. And so now you start acting funny. People say, hey, so-and-so. Hey. You don't even realize your behavior has changed as a result of your mind. And now you're not getting fired because they were going to fire you. You're going to get fired because of how you acted. And then you say, I knew it was going to happen. The subconscious does not, see, here's the problem. The subconscious does not discriminate, judge, nor censor. So once you put it in, it's in. It ain't going to correct you. It will manifest success, abundance, and health just as easily as it will process failure, illness, health, and misfortune. It'll do that. So your subconscious can make you sick. If you think sick, you can really make yourself sick. We call it psychosomatics, but also sometimes you realistically or physically become sick because you think your genetic structure and chemical structure into illness. Because you don't know the power of the mind. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thinking can produce your physical reality. The woman with the issue of blood, she gets healed because of what happens in her thought processes. She says she went to doctors and nothing could heal her. So physically, there was no cure to her disease. So there was nothing medical science could do to heal her of her blood issues. But she said, the Bible said, to herself, she said to herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would what? Be made whole. And when she saw him and she made her way through the crowd, she touched the hem of his garment, and the Bible says, and she was made whole. This all began because of the way she thought about it. Some of you don't get healed because you come up to the altar like this and you had never ever saw yourself running from the altar. You saw yourself walking back from the altar like this. The most you may have seen is yourself saying, "Wee," falling out, but you didn't see yourself healed. If you want healing, you got to see yourself healed. You want delivered, you got to see yourself delivered. You want prosperity, you got to see yourself prosperous. When you synchronize your mind and your subconscious, you set in motion what you believe God desires for your life. Your subconscious will then bring you the people and the circumstances you require in order to obtain God's will. It will cause you to act in such a way that you will draw different kinds of people around you. And that's all happening first in your mind. Thus, it is thought that we live in an immense quantum sea of vibrating energy that is responsive to how and what we think. Our thoughts are creative forces and are constantly expressing themselves in our lives. Once we realize this, we can begin designing our lives with clarity and purpose. The next level of capitalizing from the dynamics of the mind to win is visualization, which is simply thought to be simply mental rehearsal. Mental rehearsal. Rehearing it in your mind. Creating images in your mind of having or doing whatever it is you desire. You have to see it. The key to visualizing is to always visualize that you already have what you desire. Now, I'm going to say it again. The key to visualization is always visualizing that you already have it. So if you want God to touch your body and give you a healing, visualize yourself already healed. The Bible says it like this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. That means then I've got to see myself delivered before I get delivered. I've got to see myself healed before I get healed. I've got to see myself doing better before I get better. I've got to see myself overcoming before I overcome. I've got to see myself winning before I win. I've got to see myself succeeding before I succeed. I've got to see it first. That makes sense. So rather than hoping you will achieve it or building confidence that one day it'll happen, live and feel as it already has happened or is happening now. That's the reason when Paul saw the man in Iconium in Acts 14. He perceived that the man had faith to heal. And he told the man, "Shut up." And the man had no problem standing up because the man, while he was listening to Paul, already saw himself being healed. See, that's the problem. You're trying to achieve it. You're trying to believe it. But you got to already see it. You got to see it in your mind. You got to say, when the man of God pray for me, I'll be delivered. When I hear the word of God today, things are going to transform my life. When I step into the church, I'll never be the same again. You've got to see it. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to see it in your mind.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. If you would like to hear this message in its entirety, visit drdanacarson.org/radio and search for A Mind to Win. If you would like to know more about the kingdom and your faith, we invite you to enroll in the Kingdom Bible University. Check this out. Studying the Bible can be challenging if you don't understand what you're reading. The Ethiopian eunuch admitted that he couldn't understand except someone teach him. As kingdom citizens, we are called to live out God's word in every moment of our lives, but we must understand the word in order to do that. The Kingdom Bible University was created to help believers learn God's word on a practical level and teach you how to live it out in your daily life. KBU desires to help you achieve the kingdom knowledge and empowerment of the Bible that helps you enhance your spiritual life to maximize your potential. Find out more information about KBU by visiting our website, www.kingdombibleuniversity.com. Understand the Bible like never before and experience the power that is within to change your life for God's glory. Learn more about KBU today.
Before we end this broadcast, we would like to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. Please repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now, acknowledging that I am a sinner and in need of your grace. Save me, Lord. make me clean. All that I am, all that I have, I give to you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. If you said this prayer, we celebrate with you, and we invite you to join online to further your kingdom journey at therockwoi.com and click on Join Online. We would love to assist you through your new kingdom life and send you a free copy of Dr. Carson's book, My New Life in the Kingdom. We look forward to connecting with you.
Have you ever desired to be a part of making history and accomplishing great things? Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries is making history, and through DCKM Partners, we are accomplishing significant ministry opportunities for the kingdom of God. DCKM Ministry spreads the gospel of the kingdom around the world through broadcasts like this. And if you would like to be a part of touching lives, partner with DCKM today. Testimonies come in daily of how lives are transformed through the power of the word. When you partner with DCKM, you help receive breakthroughs, miracles, and the transformational word of God. Would you consider becoming a partner? Your monthly love gift and weekly prayers really can make a huge difference. No amount is too small. Visit drdanacarson.org to find out more information on how to become a partner, and we look forward to the impact you can make around the world.
That concludes today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the ministry of Dr. Dana Carson. Until next time, may the kingdom of God rule and reign in your hearts and minds.
In a time of social distancing, anxiety, fear, and disconnection, The Rock is here to help you stay connected to God. COVID-19 may be strong, but our God is stronger, and He's ready to give you hope and relief every day online. Dr. Dana Carson, the 21st Century Kingdom Voice, is praying for you and ministering in the Word every day on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. You have questions? He has the answers. Join us live online Monday through Friday for an hour of power at 12 p.m. Saturdays for powerful kingdom discussions at 9 p.m. Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for an extraordinary worship experience with miracles, healing, and supernatural ministry. Wednesdays for Bible study at 7 p.m. We also have an online worship experience just for your children. For more information, visit www.therockwoi.com.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world as a witness. I'm a witness. Would you go be a witness? And this gospel of the kingdom, the good shall news, be spread across the world.
The preceding broadcast has been brought to you by DCKM Partners, helping people to know God, make Him known to others, and spread the kingdom message around the world. Find out more at drdanacarson.org.
DCKM, Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries.